Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy holidays to you. Hey, you know, this is a great time to point this out and give a little shout out to our friends at the Blue Dolphin Dive Club right here in Orlando, where we're based out of. You know, every time around the DEMA show back in November, they do this thing, the Roadkill Roast, to raise funds for Dan. It was a huge success once again. And they have literally donated like $4,000 to Dan in 2016 because of the Roadkill Roast. We, you know, we help them out a little bit here and there. And it's one of the largest donations to Dan of any dive club in the entire world. So there you go. And hats off to the guys there at the Blue Dolphin Dive Club in Orlando. Great time to bring up, you know, giving. A little bit of the giving stuff, right? Yeah, that's what it's all about this time of year. Also, you know, giving the gift of scuba, I keep, you know, I'm here to remind you that it always fits, always the right size, right color. Don't have to take it back to the store because, you know, you get someone scuba lessons here for Christmas, they will be thanking you for the rest of their life. I mean, look at it. If you're a diver, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, maybe you need to give this gift to yourself and consider doing that as something that you want to give, you know, yourself for the holidays, right? Now, there's a lot of, you know, other extraneous ideas here along those lines. You know, we mentioned all the books from Eric Douglas, booksbyeric.com, the new book, Lionfish. It features a Scuba Radio crew like Jerry the Diver Guy. Well, no, he's not in that, is he? No, sorry about that, Jerry, but I had to get that little rub in. He'll be in Lionfish Part 2, maybe, but the rest of the crew, Bill and the whole crew, myself and, I don't know, Kelly, Tiffany, Pup, you know, the scuba cowboy, are featured in the book Lionfish that you can get at booksbyeric.com and is available on Amazon. So there's another idea. Now, here's one that I mentioned a couple weeks ago, but I want to throw this out here once again as well, because we get this quite a bit. Matter of fact, I got a couple emails from some potential Scuba Radio mermaids this week. You know, it kind of happens all the time where we'll get an email here at the office. How do I become a Scuba Radio mermaid? I hear you talking about all these guys and they travel around the world with you and put on these tails and we see the pictures and the videos. How do we be one? Well, it's very simple. You just reach out to us and talk to us. If you're a diver, that helps. If you're not, maybe we'll get you certified, that kind of thing. That's a whole nother thing. However, if you just want to be a mermaid, and I say that totally, you know, unisex wise, okay? Because, you know, we kind of have a you know, standard that we work with our pod of mermaids. However, you know, you may be a guy, you may be a girl, you may be older, you may be younger, whatever the case may be, you could be a mermaid on your own. And our new official mermaid tail maker is finfunmermaid.com, and you can just order your own mermaid tail and take all the pictures and video as you like. They make really good tails, and they are now the official provider of Scuba Radio mermaid tails when we're out and about and you see our mermaids there for fun and frolic and all the pictures and videos. So it's finfunmermaid.com, another great gift idea for the diver or mermaid wannabe on your list. All right, so I'm just sharing the love. You know, make sure you know where to go and get all the stuff you need to be a proper diver for the holiday season. All right, so Jerry the Diver Guy is with me, Vinny Two Tanks, and joining us via the web now as well is our good buddy Phil Narcosis. How are you, buddy? Phil, long
awesome.
Time.
Awesome. I know. It's been so great. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes.
And Boy, I finally did some diving here in West Palm Beach yesterday.
You did? Okay, well, let's talk some diving, because we've been talking about things for, you know, given the gift of scuba, but we haven't really talked about much diving. Yeah, we got to get to some of that. So what did you see off the, you know, off the West Coast, or, no, let's say that'd be East Coast, yeah, of Florida?
I just completed my video production that I posted on YouTube. Under Phil Narcosis.
Right.
Phil Narcosis in Palm Beach is what the title is.
Okay.
It just got published today. And what we saw, the first dive was right off the Palm Beach Inlet, about a mile and a half out. It was called the Mitzpah. It's a string of wrecks. It's first you hit a rock pile. And by the way, it was unusually a southern current yesterday. Usually it's a northern current in Florida. And that's whenever you got a southern current, that means it's kind of like a little wishy-washy, and that's why we were in the dirty 30s as far as visibility goes.
Okay, yeah, because I saw the video, and yeah, I thought, well, yeah, the
video was a little dirty 30.
Yeah. Now, you using when you shoot your videos, Phil, are you using a filter or no?
I absolutely use a red corrector.
Okay, you do have that. All right.
Yeah, and I don't know if you noticed my my new selfie stick. I really like it.
Yes.
It seems to be kind of a little more industrial strength. I tend to break my selfie sticks like one after the other, but I'm real happy with this one. But anyway, so first we hit a rock pile, which then turns into a lot of artificial reef from the rock pile. Then we hit a barge that's not really intact, but it's got that big area in the middle. Then another rock pile. Then we hit the wreck called the Mitzpah, which actually it turns out, and I haven't been there in a while, and I remembered I actually did my wreck specialty on this. So you can go inside it, and there was actually some people that were training, and they were doing – they had their reels, and they were tying off on their reels and going in the ship. But there's a lot of sunlight there, so it's really good for a first-timer or somebody who's still learning about wreck penetrations.
Nice.
I typically don't even like to go inside wrecks unless I really feel it's intact. Or all those books I read, like with John Chatterton and The Last Dive with Chrissy and Chris Rouse and all those guys – It's just what I learned from these true stories on scuba diving is it's not a question of if the wrecks are going to collapse and fail. It's a question of when.
Yeah.
And I've never really liked penetrating wrecks, even though I have a wreck specialty. So, but anyway, then we had our surface interval, and it was I've not been in the water, Greg, for almost 6 weeks because the weather's been so bad. I've been chomping at the bit. So yesterday was Friday. I played hooky from the office. I called or texted or emailed people I knew. I'm like, you know, don't even bother trying to reach me today. This is my day. So anyway, so on the second dive, we got in the water. These were like 80-foot reefs, and then the wrecks were in the 80s. And I saw a sleeping turtle. I'm looking at my logbook right now. A huge shoal of grunt fish. I mean,
yeah, I saw that in the video. You just, you know, you just drifted right into a school of what were the yellowtails or no?
They look like they are yellowtail, but then my buddy who I showed the movie to, he said they're grunt fish. So to me, they look like yellowtails.
Yeah.
He says grunt,
but there were a ton of them. I mean, it was a huge, huge school of fish. I saw you descend into.
It's actually a very cool optical experience. If you go to YouTube on Phil Narcosis and you check out the what we're talking about, it's, you know, it's worth checking out.
Yeah.
I did bag two lions, I'm happy to say.
Nice.
One of them was so small I actually felt guilty.
And, guilty?
But yeah, well, it was such a little guy. I was like, oh, this poor little fella. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're not supposed to be there, so, you know. I mean, you didn't. Well, did you just spear them and leave them?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I spear them and leave them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
What about sharks?
Great.
You see any sharks out there?
I haven't seen many sharks yet this winter, but it's really not the winter yet. Another month or so, we expect some congregation. So I can't wait to come back to Scuba Radio and report to you guys on what I see with that. And of course, there'll be some accompanying video with that. So stay tuned for that, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at this time of year is when the hammerheads are very common in Bimini, and we're going to try to connect with Neil Watson, who's over there today, and get a firsthand report of how the hammerhead season's going. But also off of West Palm or Jupiter, This is about the time, or in the next few weeks, or January, February, is when they start getting a big congregation of lemon sharks.
And we're going to follow up with that.
A huge school of them. And there's a little controversy going on that we're going to get into here in just a bit about NOAA, who manages the fisheries and sharks here in just a bit. There's a big controversy brewing because January 1st, there is a new shark season opening up off the coast of Florida in particular that has a lot of divers up in arms. We'll get to that in just a bit. Then Valentina, the psychic mermaid, maybe we can just get her on and she'll just predict what the hell will happen for everything. It could happen, and then some. You never know. But we got all the bases covered right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I want a racing car set.
A racing car set!
Listen, you don't want that. Those are assembled in Taiwan by kids like you.
Diving around at Christmas time, there is one thing divers know. Their surface interval is best while listening to Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are connected live via the web to Bimini, and we got the Dive God on the phone. How you doing, Mr. Watson? How are things,
Greg,
there?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. I'm over here in Bimini, been here since last Monday, hanging with my son. We've had a Brazilian film crew in, filming the hammerheads and the dolphins. And, I mean, conditions have been amazing, and the animal activity just unbelievable. It's been a magical week, I'll
tell you. Well, once again, everybody wants to be Neil. He is the dive god, and I think he just proved it. Who wouldn't want to be in Bimini, in the Bahamas right now, hanging with the hammerheads? And so you have this film crew from Brazil that is filming, what, some adventure TV show, and they have the host going out there with the hammerheads and stuff, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's a... It's a girl named Karina Olini, and she's amazing. She's like 32 years old.
Yeah.
Beautiful. She's got a medical degree, plus she's got her own production company.
Wow.
And she has this huge adventure television show. She's climbed Mount Everest and just everything in the world. And she was over filming a series, a segment for her series. And she wanted to do the Hammerheads, and she wanted to do the dolphins, and man, we delivered. We went out and did a dolphin swim, and you know it's an iffy thing because it's wild animals, and mm-hmm. they decide if they want to interact with you. And normally, when we go out there, you know, it'll take a while to find them, and we will find them. We'll put the people in the water. It's just a snorkel, and they'll hang around for 10 minutes or so, and then they'll swim off, and we'll get everybody on the boat to try to hunt them down again.
Right.
We found them at about 10 minutes after we got on into the dolphin grounds, put them in the water, and, I mean, we had a pod of 15 to 20 dolphins, and, I mean, they stayed with them for an hour and a half. I mean, nonstop.
Wow.
They got some footage that was just absolutely incredible. I mean, it was so much fun. It was great.
Were they all snorkeling, or did they get on dive stuff too and hang with the dolphins?
No. It's all snorkel. We
right.
don't have people. They don't like scuba.
Right.
So
okay.
It's a snorkel activity. But you know, it's 20 feet of water.
Yeah.
And you really don't need scuba.
Right.
And the hammerheads. I mean, I tell you what, my son is the hammerhead wrangler. This guy is. With nobody else is getting hammerheads, he gets them. I mean, he's got a deal worked out or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
But we had 4 days with the hammerheads and had them every day. And here again, just this girl on top of everything else is like a champion free diver.
Hmm.
And we just got some footage that was unbelievable with her free diving with hammerhead sharks. And very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. It's
well,
so much fun.
She's from Brazil, so she probably has that Brazilian cut swimsuit that kind of helps, you know, enhance the video.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Would we expect anything less from the dive god? Come on. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll send you some photos for the website.
Okay. That sounds
scubaradio.com.
Get a little more.
Yes,
we always need more internet traffic. Sounds like that would do the trick.
I had a lot of trouble focusing on the shark.
Now, have they figured out what is bringing these hammerheads in at this time of year to Bimini?
We also went to the shark lab and did a tour and met with the head of the shark lab, and they are putting some satellite tracking devices. You know, they tagged them to track them locally, but we haven't figured out where they come from and where they go to,
mm-hmm.
but they're doing satellite tracking this year, so we'll have a little better idea. They're the probably the most misunderstood they have less knowledge of the migratory patterns and behavior of the hammerheads than any of the other sharks because they're just so difficult to find, but
yeah.
It's so unique here with Bimini that. You know, 90% of the time on any given day, January, February, March, when we go out, you know, we drop people, I mean, 20 feet of water, white sand bottom, and Neil brings them right into your face. I mean,
yeah.
It's a photographer's dream come true. You're pretty mm-hmm. much guaranteed that money shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely on the underwater photographer's bucket list to get a great shot of a hammerhead, let alone the tigers or whatever else might cruise through the area every now and then. Hey, what about this news last week with NOAA, you know, opening up the shark fishery off the coast of Florida? Were they talking about that last week in Bimini, too, or you know what I'm talking about?
You know, yeah, I heard about that. I heard about that and didn't believe it.
Yeah,
this is impossible. This is crazy. I just can't believe this. I mean, I've already got a hold of everybody I know to try to lobby against it. I don't.
Yeah.
This is insanity. I mean, my God, you know, we're finally making progress. On the interview over here, I was talking about 25, 30 years ago. Doc Gruber and I, you know, you do interviews and you would say every year there's 300 million sharks being killed. And now they're talking about 100 million. I mean, that's amazing progress.
Mm.
and Jesus, we finally start making inroads, and the state of Florida does something this stupid. I mean, what are they thinking?
I don't know what they're thinking, but when you see the proposal, it says like commercial fishermen or something. I could be off somewhat, but it was like 36 sharks a day per boat or per fisherman or something. I was like, what? That many?
That
really?
Is crazy.
I don't
that
know
is
what.
Crazy.
So it's definitely created quite a stir, but supposedly it goes into effect January 1st. And we're just finding out about this, you know, this past week. And obviously there's some petitions. We're going to share some of that information here in just a bit on the show. But, yeah, I had a feeling that that had been a topic of discussion that's even been brought up over there if you're dealing with Sonny and the group over there at the Shark Lab and all the other folks that you're dealing with.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, the Bahamas, I mean, if people think of it as a third world country, yet they have the insight to designate the entire country, 100,000 square miles, is a shark sanctuary. You can't take or kill a shark in this whole country, for
yeah.
God's sake.
Yeah.
And now they allow you to fish them in Florida. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with these people?
Yeah. You guys have realized, like, each shark is worth so many thousands of dollars for the economy as opposed to killing it in a one-time payoff of selling it to a fishery.
Over 50,000. One of the reasons... One of the things that they're tracking the hammerheads because it's of a concern is they think they cross the Gulf Stream and migrate between the Bahamas and Florida.
Yeah, well, exactly, and that's why I'm saying this is an issue that obviously affects the Bahamas as well as what we experience off the coast of Florida. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
BiminiScubaCenter.com is the website to go to and connect with Neil Watson, the dive god, and his son, Neil Watson Jr., who actually runs the operation there in Bimini with the hammerheads going on right now. And they're there pretty much through March, you know, kind of start here in December thereabouts and start having very common encounters with these hammerheads, let alone, the dolphins, the wild dolphins that Neil was talking about year-round. Now, I'm imagining, I imagine Jerry the Diver Guy, both of those dives, whether it's the hammerheads or the wild dolphins, is on your diver list. Am I right, Jerry?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Anytime I get to swim with hammerheads is awesome.
Yeah. Have you done that before or no?
I have not. Actually, I had a couple come in on me, and that's all I've ever got to encounter with them.
Really? Come in on you? What do you mean? Like in a that almost sounds like a creepy thing you didn't expect or something.
Well, we didn't expect it, but we was off of, I think it's Christy the Abyss, and two of them come in.
Yeah?
And
you're down there in Key Largo in Penny Camp Park, and a hammerhead came in and made you mess your wetsuit type of thing?
Well... I was excited.
You're excited? Okay. All right. It could have, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll just leave that alone then. Yeah. With Jerry, you never know when he says that kind of thing. So, but it is one of the, it's on your list. So we need to get over to Bimini maybe and do some stuff or go back down to the Keys, which I know you're working on a project down there, right? You're thinking we're going to put together a little trip down there, maybe February, March timeframe?
We are. We are working on a spring break trip.
Spring break
to the Keys.
With Jerry the Diver Guy. That does have a ring to it. And I don't know. Phil, would you be a part of this as well?
Where are we going?
Going down to the Keys for spring break. What do you think about that idea?
All I got to do is get in my car and bring my gear. So,
all right.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
That might bring Vinny Two Tanks into the mix as well, even as far away from the left coast. You would do such a thing, wouldn't you, Vinny?
Yes, I would, but I'm going to be in February. I'll be in the whole month, Philippines for a month. So
The month of February. So you come back for spring break, and then maybe we'll spend it down there in the Florida Keys with Jerry the Diver Guy. I don't know. We're working on it. So we got a few things up our sleeve here for 2016 beyond going to the Maldives in August. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ross and Phoebe from Friends say the Hanukkah blessing. So does Lenny's pal Squiggy, and Will and Grace's Deborah Messing. Melissa Gilbert and Michael Landon never mixed meat with dairy. Maybe they should have called that show Little Kosher House on the Prairie. We got Jerry Lewis, Ben Stiller, and Jack Black. Tom Arnold converted to Judaism, but you guys can have him back. Just kidding, Tommy! We may not get to kiss underneath the mistletoe, but we can do it all night long with Deuce or Big Alone. On this joyful toy for Hanukkah, so get a high Kalanaka and soil your long yarmulkes.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I love this time of year. Can you tell with all the songs? You know, we get a lot of compliments, believe it or not. This is the one time of the year where I actually get compliments on the music we play on Scuba Radio. So take it for what it's worth, and I'm sure by the end of the show we'll find some way to offend you with some of these little tunes that we play for the holiday. It just annoy you. I mean, it's just part of it. It goes with the territory of the holidays. And, you know, we try to offend everyone equally. All right. So, look, let's get back to the shark thing. And Phil Narcosis.
Phil Narcosis.
Yes.
Mr. Narcosis to you, sir.
Okay. Very well.
I worked hard for that last name.
You did. You did. A lot of diving it takes to get narked. All right. So, here's the deal. You know, I brought this up with Neil, and we talked about this before we went on the air today. You know, there's a petition out there for divers to sign. And you can probably just do a search on NOAA shark fishery or something, and it'll Google it right up, and it's all over Facebook,
right.
And that kind of thing. But here's the deal. This new rule that NOAA's put out there to fish commercially and recreationally for sharks goes into effect January 1st, and it's freaking everybody out. Did you know much about this before we talked about it before the show today, Phil, or no?
Actually, it did come across on a news feed. I don't know if it was Twitter or Facebook. And it's like we said earlier, like I didn't believe it. Like I'm in a parallel universe on it because I can't believe that people and our elected officials or the bureaucrats, whoever the hell did this, I can't believe they would be that dumb.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and it's more than 50,000, by the way. It's more like I think it's 150,000. Nicole Ordway from Force E here gave a talk on the economics of sharks, and it's actually way north of 50,000 when you consider the tourism that shark activity brings versus, like you said, just how much is the shark meat per pound or the shark fins. It's a fraction of that, and it's just a shame. But as you know, I'm a nutritional and ethical and moral and spiritual vegan. I don't eat any animal products, and I don't believe, except for lionfish. I do kill lionfish, but there's just no justification to inflict pain on an animal like that and to kill them for essentially our entertainment and our pleasure. That's just damn wrong. And I'm, you know, I think since this broadcast, I feel like I'm mobilized to really look into it and find out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You know, shark fin or shark finning is outlawed in Florida and in the United States and everything. You're not allowed to fin a shark and kill or throw it overboard. But here's the deal. That is what's driving the industry to open up the fishery, as far as I can see from the research I have done. And I could be off on this, but, you know, shark meat really isn't that valuable compared to other fisheries and things like that. So you can't, the commercial fishermen in particular can't technically fin a shark in U.S. waters and dump the carcass back in the ocean, like the videos that you see from, you know, PETA or, you know, environmental,
activist effort, companies.
You know, that kind of thing. However, they can kill the shark, take it back to shore, fin it, and then discard the body in some other kind of way whatsoever, and they're kind of still doing it. They're just not dumping the shark back in the ocean without any fins. So that's kind of what's driving this market, as far as I can tell. Now, I could be off, and if someone can educate me otherwise, I'd like to know, as well as a lot of other divers listening right now, because it doesn't make sense. And when you look at it from the number standpoint, just like Phil said, you know, they're worth way more alive than they are, you know, killed in on a one-off type of thing. And you know, when you become a diver, one of the things we share when we go underwater is seeing these animals and having a different, you know, viewpoint of sharks than most people.
It's a relationship you develop with.
Well, it is, and you realize they're just like every other fish in the sea. They're not waiting for us to jump in the ocean with their mouths agape, waiting for us to jump inside them, which is what a lot of people that don't dive or don't have that experience or luxury of what we've experienced on our dives, they don't have that perspective, and they think of Jaws and all this kind of stuff. So it's just not reality. And when you see those animals in their environment, and then you hear they're being decimated like they are, it is disheartening at the bare minimum, and something hopefully should be done. Now, the fact that they've opened up, or they're opening up the shark fishery again. You know, they're basing it on data that supposedly NOAA has done that shows that shark populations have improved. They've gotten much better over the last couple of years. But I've heard the other side of the coin saying that the reason we have more sharks off the coast of Florida, and, you know, this probably goes back to some of these reports we saw a few months ago with, you know, North Carolina having shark attacks and things like that. And they're saying, hey, there's a lot more sharks out there now. It's not necessarily they're rebounded because of, you know, conservation efforts. One of the theories is that we've had more sharks closer to shore and along the east coast of Florida or east coast of the United States is because of El Nino, just the water temperature. I'm reading some stuff that the jury's out on how scientists feel whether or not conservation efforts to protect sharks are actually paying off, or if it's just an environmental issue that's causing an uptick in shark populations, and therefore NOAA believes that, okay, well, we can open up the shark fishery and allow some sharks to be taken and still be in okay shape.
Greg, yeah. Can I just opine on that? I mean, it's pretty well known that commercial fishing is depleting, besides sharks, commercial fishing with the deep nets out in the big deep blue ocean is depleting our fish population. And that's pretty well known. And, you know, at current levels, they say within a couple decades, there'll be no fish. And a lot of 50% of the big net catches, 50% of what they catch is what's called bycatch, animals and fish that they didn't want to catch.
Right.
And in that bycatch are turtles and sharks and some of the bigger animals that they're not necessarily hunting for at that time. And guess what? All those animals die. So we're overfishing our world right now, and sharks are part of that equation and that detraction.
Yeah, well, they're part of the ecosystem for sure. And NOAA oversees, we're talking about with this new rule, this controls outside of state waters, which is 3 miles offshore, like Florida, say, for instance. And then so 3 miles out to 200 miles is the area that NOAA is trying to manage and open up the fishery. But when you see that January 1st that a commercial fisherman or a recreational shark fisher can take up to like 36 sharks a day, That just seems a little crazy. When you multiply all the, just even on the recreational side, that seems like a bit much. So, I'm not saying I know all the facts here, and I know the NOAA folks are trying to manage the fishery. I know they mean well, and I'm not going to throw them under the bus per se, but, this is obviously creating quite a stir online, and I encourage you to go do your own research and sign the petition if you so feel, and let NOAA know that you don't agree with their proposal or their plan to open up the commercial fishery or recreational fishery for shark fishing off the coast of the United States, East Coast, because you want to see them. You want to see more of them, not less of them. That's kind of where us divers are coming from, I think, in a nutshell, and take it for what it's worth. Okay, so we got that. Hey, look, we got some other more positive things to reflect on for the holiday season, as well as our Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza happening next week. I'll give you a little preview of that, and some Christmas-like boat parades next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
If you're listening, you're probably someone who's passionate about scuba diving. Chances are you remember who introduced you to diving and that first experience underwater. Maybe it impacted your life, relationship, or career in some meaningful way. If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift for family, friends, or children over 10 this year, pay it forward with a Patty e-learning gift pass. Give them a gift they'll always remember. Give them the gift of diving. For details, visit patty.com/giftpass.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Let us eat, drink, and be merry.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure you treat me nice. And I feel just like I'm living, living in paradise.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Merry Christmas to you. All right, yeah, maybe not so much for sharks. They're getting a bad rap, obviously, or having some issues that are popping up on our radar, and we'll follow that story accordingly. Once again, there is a shark petition that is out there online, and if you just do a Google search on shark petition or whatever, you can find this out there. There's about 17,000 signatures already, and they're trying to get NOAA to pay attention and maybe reconsider opening up the shark fishing season, January 1st, 2016, which probably isn't going to be good for sharks, let alone the folks that want to search them out and dive with them like yours truly. So take a look at it, get informed, be a better diver, and you'll be more in the know. All right, a couple other things. Actually, in the mainstream media, I want to throw this out there too. You know, every once in a while, you know, I'll see something on the news, and it'll, you know, just rub me the wrong way. Now, one of the things, obviously, that we're all witnessing across the country right now and around the world is this whole terrorism issue. And it's unfortunate. It's terrible. Who, you know, it just ruins everything. And it drives everybody insane. But, and I'm not here to talk about that. You know where to go for all the news on those issues and educate yourself accordingly. However, I heard a stat thrown out this week on one of the news channels that I kind of took exception to. And that was that you have a better chance of being killed by a shark than by terrorism. And the person who said that on one of the mainstream media channels, I got to tell you, they're wrong. You do not have a better chance to be killed by a shark than killed by terrorism. It's not even close. It's like 10 to 12 people a year around the world are killed by sharks from shark attacks. Okay, and obviously we know there's been more folks affected by terrorism in that way. Now, I'm not justifying either thing, but let's not throw the sharks under the bus when we're trying to make people feel less calm or more calm about the current situation with terrorism, okay? That isn't a good example to sell the point home. And so I wanted to get that out there today. Take that for what's... I'm just trying to educate everybody accordingly. Had you heard that, Jerry the Diver guy? Had you heard the news people throwing that out there about sharks?
I heard it on one news channel.
You heard it, huh?
Yeah. I heard it.
Yeah.
Heard it. Heard it.
Did that kind of...
through the grapevine.
Did that kind of grate you the wrong way a little bit too, or no? Or did you?
Yes, it actually did.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. We can't win sometimes, especially the sharks can't win. So they don't need any more bad publicity in that regard. Use something else to compare to. A couple other things, too. Let's see. We had gotten a call earlier in the show today. Someone wanted to know some good gift ideas for movies for divers. You know, I mean, I think he's looking for a stocking stuffer. For a diver movie that you could pick up for, you know, someone on your list to stuff in their dive sock, I guess, that they'll hang on the mount. I don't know, whatever. You know, you'd put it in, you know, put it under the tree. You got a suggestion there, Jerry, or no? Are there any favorite dive movies or TV shows that someone ought to score for the holidays, you think, or no?
Into the Blue is a good one.
Into the Blue? You're a Jessica Alba fan, are you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, brother.
Hubba hubba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I would agree with that. Now, my movie, and I've said this many times before, the movie that actually inspired me to learn to dive in the first place was James Cameron's The Abyss. And I just love that movie. I just thought it was cool when I saw it back in the day, and when I saw some of the scenes, I was like, wow, I want to go to that. I want to go there. And years later, I found out that all that had been done on a soundstage. A lot of those scenes, they weren't even underwater. Now, a lot of them they were, but some of them they weren't. But regardless, The Abyss was one of the coolest movies I ever saw that actually inspired me to want to learn to dive. Now, that was before Into the Blue came out with Jessica Alba, so I would have to second your suggestion as well. I don't know. Phil Narcosis, what do you think? Do you got a movie you would throw into the mix as well, or Vinnie Two Tanks? Either one of you? Phil?
Yeah, how about The Deep?
Okay, The Deep, of course.
Want to
dive? Want to dive naked? Yes, under the bed, under the something. She says something like that. I remember that part. You want to dive naked? So yeah, you know, Vinny's a little bit more old school. So the
I know,
deep, yeah.
I'm still waiting for a really good dive movie about divers, for divers. Just makes people get it why we love diving. I that movie hasn't been made, has it, guys?
Well,
I don't think so.
We can always look for improvement in that arena, for sure.
Deep didn't do it for me. But, you know, an ounce of experience is worth more than a ton of theories or pictures. There's nothing like doing. And when I first dove at the bridge here in Palm Beach at the Blue Heron Bridge, which is where we get trained,
right?
Which is actually a famous site for macro.
Sure.
And I looked at the columns of the expansion bridge, and they were all encrusted with coral, and there were fish and around. I looked up, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe what's going on right now. That hooked it for me. That was it. I was in.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I'm alone here, but when I had my first underwater experience like that, it was kind of like Chevy Chase when the lights finally lit up and went, hallelujah. You know, it was kind of, I had that kind of experience underwater. Same type of vibe. So I feel you. I see what you're saying there, Phil. Makes a lot of sense. All right, look, that'll do it for this week. Next week, you are going to want to tune in. This is going to be one of those shows where it's going to be like, a car wreck you have to slow down and watch, because we are going to actually execute our Scuba Radio Crab Stravaganza show. And Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, who has been mysteriously missing from today's show, is saving up for a very special appearance next week. Now, you've been warned, so I take no responsibility for what happens next week, but it will definitely be a holiday Crab Stravaganza show you will not want to miss. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.